Namaste. My name is Rui Zimmera. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about healthy sex. Everybody has a sex drive. And if we don't live our sex, then we might get some health problem, or we suppress so much our sex that it is getting perverse. So the Bible is saying very simple, love and do whatever you like. This means for sure not to suppress our sex. And if we are younger, we have a much higher sex drive. And if we are aging, so our sex drive is getting lesser, but our desire to sex is the same. So there is an old joke. So there was an old guy in the mosque and was praying to Allah. And he said, he prayed, "Oh Allah, now you have taken away my ability to have sex, please take also away my desire for sex." Yes, it is so. Even in old age, there's still the high desire for sex. Because nature wants children. This is the reason for it. So this desire for sex will remain our whole life. And if we are in relationship or if we are married, we should also live there our sex. Because both have a sex drive. And when one partner say rejecting the other partner, he hurts the other partner, and then there is no exchange of energy, of sex energy. And the same verse, like to have no communication in a marriage. In a marriage we need the communication and we need the sex, otherwise it's not a marriage at all. It's even worse. We want that the other partner don't live his or her sex. To the same time, the partner cannot go outside of the marriage and live their sex. And the partner is losing his self-esteem. The situation is getting for him depressed. He totally feels rejected. And in the beginning, he had loved his partner, his spouse. It is really depressing. It is not working, and for every psychologist on my side, the sex should be lived in the marriage. Otherwise, deep problems, no trust anymore, will happen, and even taking suicide is quite common for that case. And what is the reason? Okay, one reason are some power trips to control the other one. And there's some reason from side of the women. So the husband is a bad lover. That means he comes too early, or he is not creative enough, or he cannot turn on his spouse, or she has a total surgery of the uterus, or what I've read so many times, women have a bad consciousness if they're having sex. And if they have first love, then the sex drive is so great that they like to make the sex, but after some time, the doubts are coming, and then they're judging themselves. And they're thinking sex is very bad, and so on. No? And we should stop it only for getting babies, it's good. These all things are not working. It works against you, it's working against the whole family, the husband, because children are recognized that there is no love, there's enmity between both. Because women want to push the guy to the side, and the guy want and cannot sleep with her, and so on. It's not working. And the other thing is for men, for sure, why they cannot sleep, impotence and fear that cannot fulfill the desires of his spouse in the bed, fear that he comes too early. And so what to make? No? So the easiest way is just to go to a therapist, and mainly all impotency are psychology reasons. Because he stand too much under pressure, and then he have to fulfill or to give her wife, his wife also, an orgasm, and then he comes too early, and so on. It's all not working for him. So this is depressing for him. Maybe he's too much under stress, and this also for the women. When I'm under stress, I cannot sleep with a woman. So this means we want to live in harmony with our other, so that we have to find solution for that. Otherwise, the relationship is not working. And what I said before, everybody has a desire for sex because nature wants it. And then we should live it and enjoy it and be creative. And what the religion are saying about sex, forget the whole thing, they want just to give the people a bad conscience, and this is all, and then they're getting their money, and we suck them out, and so this doesn't make sense. Just be normal, natural, and everything is easy in life, including your sex life. Okay. Thank you very much that I could speak about this thing. And for sure you can meditate with sex and without sex. There is no connection between sex and meditation. There's only a connection between sport and connection and sex. You have before sex, and you have not so much power in sport anymore. But for meditation, you don't need so much power. I have always enough power for sex. So even I've lived 10 years without sex. There's not a difference between, believe me, one thing. It's just this thing of connecting with the divine, nothing more. And why I should not connect with God? So I got my first God experience through Tantra, through sex. Forget the whole thing. Okay, thank you that you have seen this video, and bye.